Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment program. I'm Michael Horn with Debbie Barrera. Debbie, where are we headed here?
We are celebrating National Irish Whiskey Day with
Debbie?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. How are we celebrating?
We have actor Tim Murphy on.
Tim Murphy, what an honor to have you on the show today.
My honor. How are you doing?
That's good. Debbie's been following your career, and she was very excited to have you on the show today, Tim. So, Debbie, you want to say anything? Hello to Tim a little bit?
How are you?
Hi.
For those of you who don't know Tim Murphy, you must have fallen under a rock. I'm looking at his list of work. He's been on every TV show known to man. You're amazing, Tim. And you started, here's the thing that I find amazing. You started in, you were born and raised, I guess, in Dublin. Is that correct? In Ireland?
In County Kerry in Ireland, a little town called Tralee in the west of Ireland, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. That's good. And so what's it like starting your career there as opposed to where everybody thinks, because you're now in Hollywood and you live in Southern California and all that, but it's like, what's the big difference of it? Is it more stage work there? What is it?
Yeah, it's a long journey, I suppose. There was no acting in my town as a kid, really. I started acting later in life. I studied in the Focus Theatre in Dublin, and that was mostly then all plays for a number of years, and then television work and film work. So I've done it all, really, you know. But over there, mostly plays. When I came here first, you know, getting established, I joined a theater company, the Pacific Resident Theater in Venice, California, and I did many plays in California when I arrived. But now to feed a family and everything, of course, you need to you know, do television or film.
Yeah, well, you've done that for sure. And speaking of films, those of you, The Lone Ranger, I remember you were in that. Also, MacGruber, that kind of cult classic. You were in that one too, right?
It sure has, yeah, cult classic. You know, I think Will Forte was drinking a lot of McConnell's during the shooting of that, I'd imagine. You know?
It's true. And we are going to get to McConnell's, but, you know, you've seen Tim Grace and Frankie. He was on the True Detective series on HBO. He was in The Last Man on Earth and Damnation, The Bastard, Executioner. That was a big one on FX. And also on FX, and you won an award for this too, your role with Kurt in Sons of Anarchy. Weren't you like the best villain or something on that one?
Yeah, I was voted the best villain award a number of years ago. Yeah, being the best villain on television, I think. You know, that was good fun to be voted the best villain. You know?
You are. And I also think, because you've got if we look at you and immediately you say, oh, yeah, I know Tim Murphy. And you were in 24 in one of the seasons. What role were you in? What season was that?
That was a good while ago. I think I played an undercover FBI guy in that one. It was,
yeah.
I wasn't too bad in that, I think, as far as I know.
No, you were actually a good guy, an undercover FBI.
I was. One of the very few good guys.
Holster your weapon, as they used to like to say in that show a lot. All right, so let's talk some Irish whiskey, because you're an expert on acting. You're an expert on Irish whiskey. So it was National Irish Whiskey Day, and we were celebrating. Were you celebrating, and with what brand and how?
I sure was. I was celebrating it with my family and friends, you know, with a nice glass of McConnell's Irish whiskey, which is this legendary old Irish whiskey, which is making a comeback in America after 100 years have been away, you know.
Yeah, what's the deal? I heard that Irish whiskey, and we did a little work on this when we talked about Irish Whiskey Day, it was the most popular spirit in the world. Then it kind of declined in the late 19th century, and now they say it's coming back, and it's in more bars and around the country now and everything. What's the deal? What brought it back? Just people woke up and said, we got to try this?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the fastest selling brands, the whiskey brands. It was discovered, I think, by the millennials, you know, who really discovered the different kind of brands and different varieties of Irish whiskey, and quickly became, you know, connoisseurs of this whiskey. It's lovely neat on the rocks, and you know, because of its versatility, I think, and drinkability, it's great in cocktails as well. So it's kind of all round, which is very good. And cocktails now are becoming very popular. In the old time when I was growing up, you know, my father and myself, after a day's fishing, we'd have a glass of whiskey in Ireland with and add a little drop of water to it. You don't see that happening too much anymore, you know.
Yo, Irish actor Tim Murphy is our guest here. We're talking about Irish whiskey and Irish Whiskey Day. It depends on the type of grain and the way they distill it that makes the difference. Tell me about McConnell's. That is the really a special name that has lasted the test of time here, and that's one of the big Irish whiskeys.
It is. I mean, it's a great story. It started in 1776, and then there was a big fire that destroyed the distillery in 1909, and then they made a big comeback. And then Prohibition hit in the 1920s in America, and that wiped it out. But it's making its big return, its big comeback now, and it's aged for 5 years in these, you know, old wooden caskets, and it's this lovely blend of Irish malt and Irish grain whiskey. So it gives it like a smoky, creamy, kind of smooth texture to it, you know.
Tim Murphy is our guest. Tell me about the McConnell's has this Irish whiskey story slam. What is that all about?
Well, that's about, I suppose, you know, the tradition of storytelling, and it's infused in the soul of Irish people, you know. There's great Shanachies in Ireland. That's the Gaelic for storytellers. And McConnell's is such a great, you know, comeback story from being established in 1776 and being a huge success, and then destroyed by fire in 1909 and rising from the ashes of that like the phoenix, and then being wiped out again by Prohibition and now making its return to the shores of America again. And in that spirit, we're asking people to share their comeback story with us. To learn more about it, you can go to McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com. And I think in this, you know, past year of this horrible pandemic, there must be so many people with a comeback story at this stage.
That's it. I'm going to have you come into the studio. We're doing an Irish whiskey show with you, Tim Murphy.
I love it.
You tell me the story infused in the soul with your accent. That's it. I'm drinking the Irish whiskey. Tell me more. All right. What's the website? One more time. Give me that website.
It's McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com.
Pretty easy. McConnells, McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com. McConnellsIrishWhiskey.com. Don't be a stranger, Tim Murphy. We want to see you here in studio. You're local, so we're going to be looking for you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great talking to you, Michael. Take care.
Happy St. Patrick's Day coming up.